Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Pandai, and today we are reading from the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita as it is, entitled Observing the Armies. And the text we're dealing with is text 27. Please repeat. Tan samiksha sakaunteya sarvan bandhun avastitan sarvan bandhun avastitan kripaya paraya vishto. With full gusto, okay? Kripaya paraya vishto. Vishidam idam abravit. Vishidam idam abravit. Tan samiksha sakaunteya. Sarvan bandhun avastitan. Kripaya paraya vishto. Vishidam idam abravit. Tan samiksha sakaunteya. Sarvan bandhun avastitan. Kripaya paraya vishto. Vishidam idam abravit. Tan samiksha sakaunteya. Sarvan bandhu navastitan. Kripaya paraya vishto. Vishidam idam abravit. Tan samiksha sakaunteya. Sarvan bandhu navastitan. Kripaya paraya vishto. Vishidam idam abravit. Any Vaishnavis like to try? Tan samiksha sakaunteya. Sarvan bandhu navastitan. Kripaya paraya vishto. Vishidam idam abravit. Tan. All of them. Samiksha. After seeing. Saha. He. Kaunteya. The son of Kunti. Sarvan. All kinds of. Bandhun. Relatives. Avastitan. Situated. Kripaya. By compassion. Paraya. Of a high grade. Avishta. Overwhelmed. Vishidan. While lamenting. Idam. Thus. Abravit. Spoke. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. Kam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatama ham bande shi gurun dinatarinam. So I'm confused. Should I follow the schedule and do only this first? Or shall we read, what do you think, Maharaj? Should we read also the text with the purport? All right. So next text. Arjuna uvacha drishtvemam svajanam krishna yujutsum samupashtitam sidanti mamagatrani mukham chaparishushyati. Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up. Purport. Any man who has genuine devotion to the Lord has all the good qualities which are found in godly persons or in the demigods, whereas the non-devotee, however advanced he may be in material qualifications by education and culture, lacks in godly qualities. As such, Arjuna, just after seeing his kinsmen, friends and relatives on the battlefield, was at once overwhelmed by compassion for them who had so decided to fight amongst themselves. As far as his soldiers were concerned, he was sympathetic from the beginning, that is, as far as his soldiers are concerned. But he felt compassion even for the soldiers of the opposite party, foreseeing their imminent death. And while he was so thinking, the limbs of his body began to quiver and his mouth became dry. He was more or less astonished to see their fighting spirit. Practically the whole community, all blood relatives of Arjuna, had come to fight with him. This overwhelmed a kind devotee like Arjuna. Although it is not mentioned here, still one can easily imagine that not only were Arjuna's bodily limbs quivering and his mouth drying up, but he was also crying out of compassion. Such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but due to his soft-heartedness, a characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. It is said, therefore, Yasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvayarguna istatta samasate sura rava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manuratena sati davato bahi. One who has unflinching devotion for the personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of the demigods, but one who is not a devotee of the Lord has only material qualifications that are of little value. This is because he is hovering on the mental plane and is certain to be attracted by the glaring material energy. Bhagavatam 5.18.12. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. So, the scene that a difficult situation in life, we could read it, bewildering situation, Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Arjuna is seeing his dearmost in front of him, like here, the picture, where Krishna is trying to give some words of wisdom, of comfort. Wisdom is comforting. Life is bewildering. It's confusing. And we are Arjuna, so here's a message for us. So, it was spoken amidst of two armies, so everybody could hear. And it was not whispering it in the ear of Arjuna. It's meant for all of us. So, it's also written down, and is now translated into English and Dutch and French and German, so we can take advantage of this knowledge and study it. Not only the text, but also the Bhaktivedanta purport, Srila Prabhupada. He gave a word of explanation, and today we are going to be trying to be instrumental in saying a couple of words from my own little realization. So many times in life we don't know whether to go left or right. We can, of course, just take a chance and without consideration which one would be the better options. But a wise man would try to inquire which of the two is the right direction. To save a lot of time, if we go the wrong direction, we will have to go all the way back. If you at all want to reach a destination. But nowadays, of course, there is this problem that many people don't have a clear plan, a clear destination. I just live, and then there will be death, and it's all finished. So let me just enjoy now whatever caresses my senses. So then, that's good life, without any concern for the consequences. Yes. So here, it's not nice when we don't know what to do and when we are depressed. Basically speaking, this is the situation here we have right in front of us. a very great hero, a military man, a professional military man. He is not afraid of anything, but now he doesn't know what to do. And Srila Prabhupada said, even he's crying out of miserly weakness. But then Srila Prabhupada, of course, also praises Arjuna here, because he says it's not due to weakness, but to soft-heartedness. He sees an imminent butchery, slaughter, and he thinks this is not good. We don't want violence. We don't want to kill. It's not moral. So Srila Prabhupada praises him, and he says that it's natural for a devotee to have such good qualities. A devotee is somebody who approaches the Lord, who tries for self-realization in life. He develops all good qualities of the demigods. And then one may think, so is it that somebody who is not on the spiritual path has no good qualities whatsoever? The same verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is quoted, says, yeah, there may be qualities, but what is the use of these qualities if there is no goal? Yeah? If they're not going to be used to come closer. So there will be ultimately, can be even harmful, but here they said it's all on the mental plane. So we're not making so much progress. So for a transcendentalist, this is not really good qualities, because it's all on the relative plane, and we are aspiring for lasting results, like neha bikamo nashosti pratyavaya navidyate svalpamapya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. So in the second chapter, Krishna had explained that if you do any endeavor on a spiritual path, these are lasting results to your eternal credit, which you're not going to lose even at the time of death. So that's the meaning of mano ratena sati dhavato bahi. It's all on a very superficial level. When it's not related to Krishna, to ultimate good, just for some temporary patching up of relieving itches of material existence. Material existence is like so many problems. Did we notice? We have some experience, right? You don't need to be 80 to experience the miseries of material life. Before that, there is way of lots of ways to get a sample. So it's a serious topic, but it's wonderful that there are solutions also. So he became overwhelmed with compassion, which is a great elevated quality. This is the first text we read today, 27. So it's such an elevated quality that it's considered like the highest of all the qualities a devotee can develop. So if we as a human being want to take advantage of our chances, so these qualities, they are goals to be aspired for. We don't want to have a hard heart. It's very animalistic. Animals, they don't have a conscience. They just kill whatever comes up in... they don't make such distinctions. But we know, as humans, we have higher responsibility. We can make distinctions. And that's only the human level. Then if you want to become a devotee, so then all these qualities must be developed. And they will be developed automatically, as the Bhagavatam verse said, if we seriously aspire for Krishna. So it's natural to be compassionate. Nowadays in the world, sometimes we see the opposite. Have to be callous. Is that the word in English? You should bite. In Dutch we say. So don't allow others to walk over you. The Vaishnavas, they do the other way around. Yes, please. Yeah. If it's too hard, the floor, you can walk over me. This is the spirit. So we wouldn't mind. And we don't consider ourselves so important. We want to become a servant of Krishna. I mean, this would be a very high level of advancement. Rather, we would allow them to walk all over than to say, hey, don't walk over me. Because we want to give others respect and not claim respect for ourselves. So here Arjuna is facing the opposite army, which consists of so many of his relatives. And it's really bewildering. Because they are hostile in a fighting spirit. Oh, my relatives, my dear ones. And he really doesn't know what to do. So his limbs are even quivering. He's totally bewildered. Huh? And the mouth drying up. It's a dramatic scene. So this is going on. So sometimes we have that in life too. Yes? You're shocked. Yes? Somebody's wife cheated him with another, with a best friend. There's so many examples, yes? So there's so many examples one can think of. And all of us, we may have to some extent an experience of this. So then we would like to embrace solution. We don't want such things to repeat over and over and again. So, and when one understands these explanations of Sri Krishna to Arjuna, so then he's not going to undergo these trials and troubles again. He's going to stop. This is called being liberated from the material world. This cycle of birth, disease, old age, and that stops. Although it has been going on since time immemorial. And how? By understanding yourself to be an eternal part and parcel of the Lord, Sri Krishna. And not this material body. So this is the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Why Arjuna is suffering here? Because he thinks these are my relatives. And now they are against me? This is really harsh. Or I have to kill them? I cannot do this. But this is the skin disease, Srila Prabhupada says. I'm this body, so I this is my family, so I have to treat them differently. And if they are not nice to me or I'm not nice to them, this is not good. But why small family? When we have a spiritual vision, then we are all family, right? Because there is one father. What is the definition of brothers? They have the same father. Sisters and brothers have the same father. So as soon as God is in the picture, so then there can be harmony and there can be we can relate to everybody. And we stop seeing friends and enemies. Because we are all related to Krishna, and if Krishna is our friend, so we have a common friend, and how can I make trouble with the friend of my friend or the son of my friend? Whatever way you turn it. So Krishna consciousness is the solution to all the problems. It's a problem to our bewilderment. We don't see a way out. How to be happy? Srila Prabhupada asked, what is the goal of life? And we were very much relieved to hear, to be happy. And then the next question is, how? How can we be happy? And it's very clearly explained. By acting in your position, you must know your position and then act upon it. What is our position? Eternal part and parcel, servant of Krishna. Because a part relates to the whole in a serving relationship. Little screw in a machine as a function in a bigger operation, and then it becomes really useful and valuable. Whereas if the screw is outside of the machine can go to hell. And if we don't cooperate with the plan of God, if we don't take on our role as a servant of God, then this whole world goes to hell. And you can observe it. You can read a newspaper. 2 days ago in the morning class, somebody quoted some samples, Ananta Rupa Prabhu, of the cruelties of this world. So things are going on. We don't want to. We have a hard time to listen to, even. So cruel. So that's all because of ignorance of the reality and of our position. So if we could just, like Arjuna, inquire, he's going to inquire from Krishna submissively. I don't know. I'm bewildered. I don't know it. Tell me, please tell me, please enlighten me. I give up. So this is the whole problem. And we try on our own strength to figure out something which is incomprehensible. If a small ant stands here in front of me, so it has no clue, huh? What is this giant mountain? It's not aware I can crush the ant. And what are we in comparison to the creation or to God? So we are so proud that we think I can handle it myself. I will save myself. But nobody saves himself from death and rebirth, because that's the next thing. So we don't have a clue in the West, especially. Others may have some clue from birth, and so we are saved by this divine grace of knowledge, a clear knowledge, and all encompassing knowledge has a knowledge which solves all the problems of life. And Krishna, Arjuna, throughout his books, he accepts it as a fact, for a fact, that yes, I accept it. And if we also can embrace this knowledge like this, in the same way, with surrender, submission, surrender, back it up with service, so then we also can become perfect. We can be freed from our illusion, from our depression, our lamentation. That's a fact. And there is those who have tried it out and who have who are living examples, yeah, who are a proof of this, and there is a possibility to associate with such persons. So, are there any questions? Question is a sign of intelligence, so there's no need to be shy. It's a moment to ask. Srila Prabhupada, he organized such Bhagavad Gita classes every evening in all the temples of ISKCON. It was his program, and in the morning, Srimad Bhagavatam, another book. And there was always this part of the class is questions. So, and to discuss is even better, because we will retain it better. Yeah? And also, if we have doubts, we should vent them, we should express them, so they're dispelled. Because for the doubting soul, there is no happiness, nor in this world, nor in the next. So do you want to remain miserable, or do you want to be happy? So that is the process. We should get rid of doubts. So give up shyness, express doubts, and make advancement. So thank you all for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments? Maharaj. All right. So Maharaj is asking, so Dushasana, or Duryodhan, who are on the other side, the bad ones. And what is their consciousness, if we compare it? Consciousness? Or their attitude? Yeah, consciousness. How do compare to Arjuna? Yeah. So Arjuna, how does he receive this knowledge from Krishna? That's the question, yes? How they relate to Krishna? When Krishna speaks. Would you like to speak some on this, Maharaj? Yeah, so maybe, so Duryodhan is he's very confident, or he's a little bit, he's more fearful, he wants to win the battle, but if he has some anxiety, he's just like, whether I'm going to win the battle, so... Whereas a saintly person like Arjuna, he's in anxiety to cause harm to others. Similarly, his brother Yudhishthira, even they have a right. Yes, in the first text of this, in a commentary to the first text of the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains the whole thing, summarizes the Mahabharata. So many things went preceded this. Before it came to the point of war, there had been negotiations, so many negotiations, that to the point that even Krishna himself had gone, please, can we settle this? And to no avail, the demons didn't want to hear about it. So in the first text, Srila Prabhupada explains, just like in a rice field, the weeds are pulled out, now the evil kings had to be removed from the surface of the earth because they had created havoc. They had made the devotees suffer. That's usually their business. So Duryodhan and Dushasana, on their side, they are concerned with gain, with their own profit. And Krishna, he has the overall welfare in mind. But Maharaj, maybe you would like to say something more to them. So that's a difference in mentality between a demon and a devotee, a saintly person or a godless person. So broad vision, udaradhi, broad intelligence or kripana, just like a miserly vision, you know, I want to keep all for myself, I don't care about others. Do we recognize this? Have we any experience with this mentality? Or sometimes, here is also two persons living. Huh? One is like that. Let me not share this prasadam with anybody. And the other one is, well, maybe I can share this prasadam with someone. So I recognize the demon also in myself. So, and now, the one you feed will survive. Yes, two dogs. So let's feed the devotee, you know, and more often try to do the right things. So, because in previous times the demons, they lived even on different planets, yes? But then here, end of Dwapara Yuga, they lived on the same planet and they were fighting. But nowadays also in the Kali Yuga, this age, they live in one person. So two dogs fighting here. We recognize these fights sometimes, you know? We have to make a decision. Yes, or the one with and the other one with So therefore, we must make sure we control the mind. We were reading the sixth chapter and Srila Prabhupada over and over states, yoga without control of the mind is a waste of time. Such show of yoga, one after another. So we must make sure we're not show bottles. If we take up this process, we must do it very carefully, checking ourselves on insincerities, because it's not that now I'm sincere or I am sincere. No, to some degree we are being sincere, and then again, you know, our little pops up, and this is going on. So we must make sure we don't feed that one, so he's not strong. So the good one, good dog can kill him or chase him out. So it's constantly going on. It's a very active thing, and it requires a lot of introspection. Mind control. Hey, otherwise we're just chanting Hare Krishna like some mechanical things. So it's all with the mind. It's for the mind. Atma means mind here, Srila Prabhupada explains. Yeah, in the beginning of the sixth chapter. If the mind is a friend, so then it will be saintly like Arjuna when it's controlled. But if you just let go, like Duryodhana, Dushasana in Mahabharata, so they're going their way, and they are revengeful, and they want gain, and they are envious. I will not give you even enough land to put a pin in it. Is that envious? So that's the statement of the Duryodhana. So, yes, thank you, Maharaj. Anything? All right, Prabhu, you first. Okay. Let's see if there is time left after the questions. Now we have 7 minutes. So, thank you. Prabhu?
Prabhupada says here that, I have one comment. Prabhupada says here, although it is not mentioned here, someone can easily imagine that not only the Arjuna is going to be mentioned in this moment, but it is also crying. That was interesting. You know, it seems that Prabhupada was on the third, and my question is, Prabhupada says, you continue such changes in Arjuna, but not due to weakness, but due to the soft-heartedness characteristic of the devotees. And then Krishna later says,
yeah. I also had that question to my teacher. I'm now also a student of Bhagavad Gita. And a couple of days ago I asked my teacher, Mother Jayavada, about this contradiction. Actually, in the very next text, there is already a contradiction in the purport. That Srila Prabhupada there is plainly saying that due to his impatience, Arjuna was unable to stay on the battlefield and he was forgetting himself on account of his weakness. Huh? Just now you said he was not weak. Yes? Weakness of his mind. So, yes, she was explaining it in this way that so he has a soft heart because he feels for others. But then, on the other hand, if you don't do your duty, that's weakness of heart. If you are a military, he's a kshatriya. He has to do it. He has to. What is the duty of a kshatriya, of a military man? He has to fight for a good cause, for a religious cause. And this was under the supreme direction of Krishna. So in that sense, even on another level, he was neglecting his duty, his spiritual duty, to abide by the order of Krishna. But even his kshatriya duty, he was neglecting. So this was how she explained. So Shastra is so rich, it's full of contradictions. But they can be, but many times they can be reconciled. I think we can hear from Maharaj, throughout these days, you will be with us, Maharaj, how we can, how this is going on, and how contradictions are often only apparent contradictions. Yes. But this is the way, one of the ways to make advancement. Srila Prabhupada encourages us to look at the scriptures from all angles of view. So thank you for bringing it up. Srila Prabhupada also said one should not forget to become angry at least for some time to drive away the wrongdoers. A nice outlook. We shouldn't misunderstand this. Compassion Maharaj is saying that Arjuna may think of it that this is an unfortunate way of leaving the body and losing the chance for self-realization. And not so much that, oh, they're not going to have their sense gratification anymore. Any other points? Any other questions? Okay, so it's nice to serve the Lord, and a competition starts to evolve, that the Lord starts to serve the devotee, and then the devotee wants to serve the Lord even more, and then the... As you're saying, Krishna is serving us also so much, huh? And to the extent we serve Him, He's always ahead of us, serving us. Mm-hmm. Is that a right understanding of what you said? Yeah. He's always reciprocating it. It's not a one-way thing. And that's so nice. Thank you for that. Amit, thank you very much. And if you like, there is now a beautiful Hare Krishna chanting, very musical, till 9:15. And there will be another darshan, 10 to 9. So thank you for listening. Yantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Prem.